We're in the middle of Simen Ches. We're actually in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. We'll just go through the beginning of Yud Beis again. He has five different four-cornered garments. Each one is chayav in tzitzis. If he puts them all on without interruption, one after the other, and that was his original das was on to wear all of them. So lo yivarcha la bracha achas, one bracha. If there's a hefsik between putting them on, then he has to make a bracha on each and every one. Each time there's a hefsik. So we had a whole discussion, is speech, yesterday we discussed, is speaking in the middle, is that considered a hefsik? We had a big major league, machlokes haposkim, and we concluded, l'chatchila, one should not speak. V'di'eved, if one did speak, one suffered brachas l'hakya, and one would not make another bracha. That's where we left off yesterday. Between putting on the tzitzis, between tovling the kelim, between shechting the birds. Okay, now we're continuing. V'hu ha'din im lo haya b'dayto mitchila al kulam, have kemafsik b'neyem. If at the beginning his da'as was not to put on all five of his four-cornered garments, so then it's like a hefsik. His da'as was not on the others, and therefore he'd have to make a brother bracha on the others that he did not have in mind. Mishabura says in Sifkat on Lamid, Havi kemavsik midasasa mashma demairi. Oh, this is huge. That's not so huge. I feel all you munachim the fun of kol abgadim shel arba kanfas b'shas abrocha. I feel okay. I'm gonna abridge it. Okay. So he has in front. He has these five begadim. Okay. Does he have to make? We said if he plans on putting on all five and he does not interrupt, one bracha, boom, 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 A B C D E and F, all five begadim with one bracha. Great. The question is, what if he did not have das to put on all five? That's considered a hefsek. So what's the case? So Mishabur Sifkat on Lamed tells us, if he's rugil to wear only one, so then he only is going to wear one. He always wears one. And now he has all five in front of him. So, and then he changes his mind. I think I'm going to put on the second one now also, which he never did before. So then he's going to have to make another bracha. The Bir Alacha Dibar Maschil Imlo points out, if it's normal for him to wear a bunch of the begadim, not just one. So if they're all in front of him, b'shas ha-bracha, so even if he did not have kavanah to put them all on, he does not need to make another bracha, because his derech is to wear a bunch of them. If his derech is to wear one, we assume his bracha is going on one, wants to put on another, make another bracha. If his derech is to wear more than one, up to five, so then it's still a thing by Hilchas Brachas, but I don't want to get into Hilchas Brachas like Birchas Hananin. We'll get there at B'Shah Tovu Mutzlachas. So if his derech is to wear one, the others need a bracha. If his derech is to wear a lot of them, and they're in front of him, so then even though he had no kavana, he does not need to make another bracha, because it's normal for him to wear more than one. We assume the bracha goes on the others as well. Now, if the begadim are not in front of him, and now someone brings in more four-cornered garments for him, okay, he makes a bracha. He puts on one. He's got a second one here that he's going to put on. And now someone brings in a third one before he brought it, he put on the second one. It's not exactly so relevant to us. But if he put it on the first one, and he put it on the second one, he's finished. Now someone comes in with a third, he has to make another bracha. If he did not yet put on the second one, so the bracha is still like in the air. So the second bracha is going to, the first bracha is going to be chal on the second beged, which is right here. And if someone brings in a third beged before he puts on the second one, the bracha is also going to be chal on the third one.
Rav Scheinberg.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, right, Rav Scheinberg, right. Okay, I take back what I just said. It's not true. Now, Mishabura goes on to say like this. But Abir Alecha says like this. That's a big machlokes haposkim. Let's put it that way. If beged 3 comes in before he has a chance to put on beged 2, so some say the bracha is chal on beged 3, and some say it's not. It's a big machlokes haposkim.
He said bracha 2 in mind?
He said a bracha. Right, he had two of mine. Right. Or he normally puts on two. Or, and the two are in front of him. Right. Or he normally puts on two. So it's going on these two. But before it puts on number two, in comes number three. Is the bracha chal on number three also? That's a machlokas. And the Bir Lacha says, Yesh Deos Pena Poskim, Upaskra Achron, and Demis in the middle of Dibar Masla Im Lo, and the Bir Lacha, Demisafik, Lo Yachzor Vivarech. He shouldn't make another bracha. And then he says, not only that, he should not put it on until he has a total Hesachadah, so that according to everyone, he needs to make another bracha. Now, the Ramah of Sif Yud Beis, Hagah, V'chein, Imposhet HaRishon, Kodem Shalavash HaSheni, Tzarech Lachzor Ulevarech. If he takes off Tzitzis number one, he made a bracha on one Begin. Okay? He takes off Begin number one, and now he wants to put on Begin number two. That's a Hefsik according to the Ramah, and he has to make another bracha. That means like this. He has two begadim in front of him. The Mishabura spells this out in Sif Katan Laminah. He has two begadim in front of him. He wants to make a bracha on both. He puts on number one. He takes off number one and puts on number two. The act of taking off number one, the Ramah holds as the hefsik in the bracha, and for number two now requires a bracha. Its own bracha. Even though I had it in mind. Okay, let's see that in the very important Mishabura Sif Katan Laminah. Ha'achronim cholkin al zeh. So first of all, the Achronim disagreed this Ramah. Taking off an, like you said, hey, he had a mind. Taking off a beged and then putting on a second one, the act of taking one off is not a hefsik in a bracha. Okay, now he discusses Sif Yud Dalet. In a nutshell, we discuss this at like next week. Very important. The Mechaber holds, you're wearing a talus. You take it off to blow your nose, yawn, or go to the bathroom. It doesn't matter why you take it off. You want to put it back on, you have to make another bracha. We don't pass like that. The Ramah does not pass like that. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. So now, the Mishabur is asking, well, wait a second. The Ramah says, if I take off begging number one, and then in order to put on begging number two, that's a hefsik. The Achronim disagree. And the Achronim says, it's not a hefsik. Well, wait a second. The Shulchan Aruch holds that it is a hefsik. Taking off one, and putting right back the same one. I took it off for a minute, and then put it back on. We don't pass like that. But that's how the Machaber passes. So now, why is that different than this? So the Mishabur explains, "Ain't a dome the Mashikas of Machabes if you dalid that when you take off begin number one and put it right back on, you have to make another bracha. That pshita the hefsik. Oh, so taking off the beged, is that a hefsik? Is it not a hefsik? So says the Mishabur as follows: the hasam over there in Sif Yud Dalet, which we're going to discuss next week, lo hoya daito b'shas bracha shi'af shi'tera v'yachzo v'yobash. He did not have a mind to take it up and put it back on. But if he did have a mind to take it up and put it back on, even the Shulchan Aruch, who says you have to make another bracha, would agree that you do not have to make another bracha. I'll give you an example. I was in camp many, many years ago. I think I was a counselor. And I got an aliyah. And I went over to one of the camp rabbis. And I asked him to borrow his talus. And he told me no. No. Now, I don't know if he explained himself on the spot or afterwards he came over to explain. But what he told me was he's worried about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And it's also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Which means if you take off your talus, even though you put it right back on after the aliyah, a minute later, you have to make another bracha. So he worries about that opinion, and therefore he does not want to take off his talus to give it to me, because he's afraid when he puts it back on, according to the Mechaber, and the Gra'al has to make another bracha. You're saying, so let him make another bracha. Okay, but we're going to see, the Ramah says not to make another bracha, so it's getting him involved in a suffix bracha. So that's what he felt, he would not give me the talus.
I can't believe the Gra'al
says. Okay, we're going to discuss it more next week. Now, but that's different than, oh, okay, but if he would have had in mind,
when he made the bracha.
If he would have in mind when he made the bracha. If he would have in mind when he made the bracha that he might take, they're going to take it off and put it back on. Yeah. Then that would be fine. He would not make another bracha even according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Avahocha, but in our case over here, Hayadaito Bishas Bracha Alavishas Habegir Hasheni. I make a bracha, I have two, article one, article two, thing one, thing two. I have kavana, I'm gonna put on begging number one and begging number two. So if I put on begging number one, I take off begging number one and put on begging number two, that's not a hefsik. Because I have my das, according to all the posts except for the Ramah. The Ramah here says it is gonna be a hefsik.
How does the guy go to the bathroom? He goes to the bathroom, take off his talis.
Okay, we're going to discuss that next week.
Tune in.
Right, according to the Shulchan Aruch, I'll make another bracha. But the Ramah says there are two different begadim. The Ramah says, if I take off article number one and put it right back on, I'm not going to make another bracha. It's only when I take off number one and put on number two, then I have to make another bracha.
It's interesting, because by talis, we have in mind two things. Our talis katan and our talis gadol.
Yes, but it's already on. It's already on. Now, okay. So according to what I just said, so Kajil and I were discussing the following question. Friday afternoon, you take a shower, you go to the mikveh, you do whatever you do. You have a weekday peretzitzis and a Shabbos peretzitzis. Not everyone does, some do, some don't. Fine, let's say you do. I take off my weekday tzitzis, I shower, come out, I put on my Shabbos tzitzis. Do I have to make a second bracha on the Shabbos pair of tzitzis?
Yes.
So, according to the Ramah over here, sounds like yes. Even if I would do it first thing in the morning, put it on and change my mind and take it off and put on the other one. Even if I didn't change my mind. I have two in front, kavana to make a bracha on both, put on one, take off one, put on two. The act of taking off one is as they get to make another bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah just told us that everyone disagrees with the Ramah. And changing the beged is not going to be a hefsek. Everyone disagrees. The act of taking off article number one is not a hefsik, and the bracha will be chal number two. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger over here said, but with one condition. The condition is that there's no hesach hadas, there's no interruption between the bracha and putting on the second beged. So if you do that first thing in the morning, at 8:01, I put on beged number one, at 8:02, I take it off, at 8:03, I put on beged number two, so it's connected to the bracha. Okay, the Ramah will say you make another bracha. Everyone else will say don't make another bracha. But when I made my bracha, I put on my tzitzis at 6, 7, 8, 9 in the morning, and at 5 in the afternoon, I take my shower and I switch the beged. Well, that's obviously a hesach hadas between the bracha in the morning and the second pair of Shabbos tzitzis that I'm putting on after the shower at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And therefore, even according to these poskim, you're going to have to make another bracha when you switch the begadim, even if you have kavanah, I mean, I have kavanah. Every Friday I know I wear two pairs of tzitzis. One until the shower and one after the shower. So I have kavanah. But the kavanah doesn't help because I can't make a bracha in the morning. I can't have kavanah. I'm going to eat a cucumber in 6 hours from now, make adama now on the cucumber six hours from now. Even if I eat a piece of cucumber right now. I think that's a fair.
If you have kavanah on both in the morning and you only put on one, number one. When you take off number one, it cancels out.
The Ramah says as soon as you take off number one, it cancels it. But we don't pass me like the Ramah. So if you write in the morning, I'm going to wear both, and I take off one, and I put on the second one, the Ramah says you have to make another bracha, everyone else says not. But what we're talking about is the second one you're not putting on until 6 hours later.
What if I did this?
So the bracha of the morning is not going to be chal on the tzitzis that you're putting on 6 hours later, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and therefore when you change your tzitzis in the afternoon, or you're putting on ball-playing tzitzis, whatever the situation is, you're going to have to make another bracha. Now, so a brilliant hard. What I was trying to figure out is, we said, I don't know if we should get into this now, or we should save it. I'll make this one point, and then we'll stop. We said, according to the Mechaber, Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, we'll see next week, according to the Mechaber, if I take off my tzitzis and then take off my talis and put it right back on, I have to make another bracha. Okay, we don't pass it. But that's the Gra and that's the Mechaber. Then, Mishnah Berurah said, but if you have Kavana, so then it should work. So, wait a second. Let's say I plan every Shabbos, I go to the bathroom by Yikum Perkun. Before Musaf, I go bathroom break. Okay? So I wear my talis for 2 hours, then I take it off for a bathroom break and put it right back on. So even according to the Mechaber, if you had Kavana, you don't need to make another bracha. Well, why? I made the bracha like 2 hours ago. Why will that help? So Piskei Tshuvos here has in a footnote that there's a difference between taking off Article 1 and putting Article 1 right back on. for that Hesach Hadas, we view the time period between taking it off and putting it back on. But when we're talking about putting on a different pair of tzitzis, then we look at the different, the time frame is the bracha to the second pair. And that's why by the Shabbos pair of tzitzis, you have to make another bracha. But even a Svardi, or even Svardim, I don't think annoying like the Mechaber in this, even though this camp rabbi was choshish for the Mechaber. I think Rosh Zalman said that in the beginning he was very mockly, told the Svardi boys not to lend their talis for duchening to the Ashkenazi boys, because when they get it back, they're going to have to make another bracha. Then he found out that the Svardim are not knowing like in Mechaber over here. They don't not make another bracha, and after that, he let the Ashkenazi boys borrow the Svardi talis for duchening. He said they're not knowing. I didn't look up Rav Avadia to see what Rav Avadia said. That's why I saw in Rosh Hashanah. Even the Svardim are not knowing this way. But again, if I take off Article 1 and put on Article 2, so if the bracha was in the morning and Article 1 was on me for 6 hours, and then Article 2 is not being put on, the 6 hour difference, hefsek, you have to make another bracha. Bottom line, you have to make another bracha when you change your tzitzis in the afternoon. But if you have kavana, even if you're a Svardi, even if you know, like the Mechaber or the Gra, to make another bracha, as long as there's no hesach hadas between when I took it off and put it back on, And that Rosh Hashanah says you have up to 3 hours. You take off your tzitzis and you shower. Or you go swimming. Well, swimming might be different because swimming can go forever. But he says up to 2 or 3 hours. Yeah, you go where you take off your tzitzis to work out or to go swimming or to go whatever. We don't make another bracha when we put it back on. Ashkenazim, for sure not. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue. This is very deep, juicy, heavy stuff. We'll continue next week.